Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the quiet talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. To find y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, touch the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your jaws and all half the week. Right. Positive or motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there. Peace and greetings. I want to say welcome, 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 and thank you so much for joining me here live in The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Glue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix, and it's Sunday night, August the 18th, 2013. Wow, what an amazing day. And just so good to have everyone in the house tonight. And glad that you guys can join me for the share here tonight live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It is so good to hear from you, see you, and to welcome you to joining me here live in the forum. And also, I want to invite you guys, if you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you are definitely more than welcome to come on over and join me. Join me right here live in The Remix. You can call in, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And you can press 1 when you get on the phone lines as well, too, because we're going to be doing some sharing here tonight, as well as you definitely can come on over and join us here in the forum. You can get on into the chat room, because it's always great to be in the chat room with the Remix family, and I see you guys filling yourselves up over there as well. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word. The chat room is open, and you can come on in and make yourself welcome. It is definitely good to be in the place. I am happy to see you, guys here in the chat form, joining us here live in The Remix and coming in. One of the things I also would encourage you guys to do is to go on over to Facebook. And if you want to go over to Facebook there and join The Remix Radio page, you can do that as well. There we'll be doing some dialogue, giving out some international shots to all of our international listeners listening from all over the world, and having them join us in the forum tonight. So peace and greetings to all of you out there joining us. If you're a guest and you're listening in for the very first time, let me be the first to welcome you, here to The Remix, and welcome you here listening with us tonight. Joining us here live in the forum is definitely a place where people with pure hearts and clear minds come, and we come to uplift each other, celebrate, and just be in connection with one another. I think that's the most beautiful thing that I love about it so much. And so if you're a guest and you're joining us and you're in the forum, all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom to sign up, tell us who you are, and you can get right into chat. You can also listen in on the phone lines as well, too. That's going to be a great place for you to listen as well. And do that also. So, we're going to get started here in just a moment. If you're an international caller and you're calling in and you want to listen, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. That's going to get you locked in. Once you dial the U.S. country code, and after you dial the U.S. country code and you have yourself locked into The Remix, then all you have to do is dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to take care of that as well. And the other thing I want to invite you to do, again, is if you want to Skype in, you can do that also. You can also use Skype, and you can Skype yourself in and come on in to the remix. Oh, what a weekend. What a weekend, everyone. Lots of busy things going on with the remix family. Friday night, we have the show on Friday night. It's always amazing to be in the forum and to be in you guys' presence. And so Friday night, we were able to get the remix in. It was a little later than normal, but we did have the remix. And it was an amazing, great share. Lots of things came up. A beautiful share on Friday night. If you missed the show on Friday night, it was a chat and chill. So we were kind of chatting and chilling and just kind of sitting back and relaxing and doing what we do, remix style. You can go back and you can download. And that's always going to be a beautiful thing to do, is to download. So you can download that show as well as all of the remix shows by just coming on over to the remix page, looking for the iTunes button if you have any iTunes or iTunes devices. That's how you can download. You can also get the Remix app. You can go pick that up if you have a smartphone on the Android market. And you can scoop up the Remix app, and you can download your shows that way. Or you can just come on over and get it and download it on your computer. You can listen here from the Remix. It's so many ways that you can actually tap in, and you can just connect yourself with the Remix family and all the amazing guests that come on the show from all walks of life and do their thing and do it in such a big way. So that was Friday night. Saturday night, oh my goodness, Self-Invested. Where is the bell? Let's ring it. Self-Invested. It was always amazing. We have the Self-Invested family that was joining us this for Self-Invested, and we did a component in the Self-Invested class of Kim Business with myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and also who does the soul alignment readings. And it was an amazing share. It was a packed house in Self-Investment. And so I've been getting all of you guys' feedback, reading your feedback on Facebook, the emails you sent, and everything. And that definitely was great. It was so great. Just to connect with you guys and feel your energy, and just to hear your stories and to share those stories as we work through a lot of different things and get revelations about being self-invested. And we were talking about finances and money and abundance and how that connection is with you as one of those components. So that was wonderful. We're going to have some more classes coming up in Self-Invested. We'll also have those replay days for some of you who could not make those times, and we'll be able to go back and replay, and you'll be able to listen to that, and that's always a great thing. So I just want to thank all of you guys who are self-invested, because that's just such an amazing thing to be, and everyone on the Self-Investment team, we are excited about all the brothers and sisters from all walks of life that have come on, that will come on, and continue to come on and share in Self-Invested. So peace and greetings to you guys. Good to have you in the house tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about growing up on Earth. That's kind of what we're all doing here tonight, growing up on Earth. We'll be hearing your stories about growing up on Earth and talk about growing up on Earth, and also answering some of those questions about our children growing up on Earth as well. And everything. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, Nancy Lockhart is also going to be doing a workshop as well. And Nancy's workshop is Taking Care of Business, with who better than Nancy Lockhart. She's going to be answering all of your legal questions and anything that you could possibly think of, from dealing with your home to dealing with your child if they get in any kind of trouble or have anything going on. In fact, she's going to be coming on to do a little piece here tonight, and she's going to talk about growing up on Earth for her and what that was like for her to grow up on Earth as we get into the share this evening. So international shout-out, I want to give those Because it's always a treat to have our international listeners out there listening, because we know it is sort of, you know, depending on what part of the world you're in, it could be a big time difference for you getting us. So we always want to thank you for being present and being here with us and sharing with us as well. So let's go down the line. Big ups to the UK in the house. The UK is in the house listening live with us tonight. We have Canada in the house listening live. Indonesia is here listening live. Brazil is in the house listening live. We have Germany listening live. Kenya is listening live. We have South Africa listening live. We also have the Netherlands who is listening live for us. India is listening live. Barbados is listening live. We have Saudi Arabia listening live. France is listening live. We have Egypt listening live. And we want to send our love and thoughts to all of our brothers and sisters in Egypt as well. France is listening live. We have Ethiopia listening live. Italy is listening live. Belgium is listening live. Australia is listening live. And we have Trinidad listening live and Tobago. So just a whole plethora, if we could say that word, of international family members listening in live tonight. I want to welcome you. Oh, and Amsterdam listening live. Welcome you guys in the forum tonight, and Japan. I apologize for that, you guys. Listening live, and it's always great to have you guys in the house listening to us. Downloading, we get your emails and I get to communicate with you in all the classes that we're doing, as well as the sessions that we're having, the readings that I have with you guys one-on-one. So it's always great. Age range, whether you're male or sister or brother listening, we have from as early as the younger ages, from ages 0 to 13 all the way over to 65 listening from around the world. So that's a beautiful scope of brothers and sisters, magic makers from all over the world listening and sharing, caring, and as we continue on our path together, learning and growing, and that's always the beautiful thing. So tonight we're going to be talking about growing up on Earth. And Sunday was a day that I had a chance to do a lot of reflections. You know, one thing about reflections, the interesting thing is that sometimes you don't always want to do it, but they happen. Certain things come up, and it forces you to sort of kind of do reflection. So I'm going to be playing a song tonight that after I just sat down and had a very intimate conversation with my son, he was able to shed some light on some things and just kind of bring me back into the middle. You know how money say money in the middle, kind of bring me back to the middle. And, you know, our children are so magical because they're able to do that like none other. And sometimes it's hard for us to get back to that place. I want us, we're going to do something a little later. We're going to send some love. It's some tough situations that a lot of us are out there dealing with. I know a sister and her son was just recently in a car accident. I know another brother contacted me. He lost his wife this weekend, as well as a sister and a brother contacted me because their brother's mother passed away, and just a couple of people who are just dealing with some health challenges, spiritual challenges, and mental challenges out there, brothers and sisters. So we want to send love to everyone out there. This is a song that we're going to play tonight. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. But after I listen to this song with my son and really just cried my eyes out, you know, tears of joy, he really just really helped me see something just so very, very clear. And it really was a beautiful, beautiful cleansing for me. And so that's the song that I'm going to play for you tonight. It really speaks to what I'm made of and what I'm made for. And I know you magic makers out there will be able to relate to it too, because you guys are made for this too. And yeah, we're going to do that. And then we're going to get right into the share because we got a lot of things to cover tonight. Peace and greetings, you guys. It is so wonderful having you here, share with me in the remix, my soul family here. And always a joy to have you guys in the house. So let's see. I'm going to pull that up. Let's see. Give me just a second. Where is it? Can never find what I'm looking for. Well, I guess I better not say that because I can find what I'm looking for. Let's see if we can get it here. Here it is, right here.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So as we begin to reflect about growing up on Earth tonight, I want you guys to begin to think about this. Think about this song that we're playing. And I want you to begin to ask yourself that question. Do you know what you're made for? You know, I definitely know what I'm made for. So this song touches my heart in so many ways. It really speaks to me, speaks to where I am, and really the essence of what I'm about. And I know it speaks to you guys as well. So we're going to listen to this, and we're going to get right into the share, talking about growing up on Earth, right here, live in the remix.
You're much more than human, extraordinary machines. Oh, I never loved someone like this. All I know is I was in here for you. We were made to love. We were made to love.
And that was John Legend and Made for Love. It's going to be coming out on his new CD that is going to be released in September. And I really, really love that song. After I was able to talk to my son this evening, and me and him were able to speak, and he kind of summed it up for me, and he said, here, I'm going to send you a song. I want you to listen to it because it really just reminds me of you. And I know you were made for this, so hang in there. And, yeah, I knew you guys would love that song, too. Isn't it just, it's just an amazing song. And the words just really, really just spoke to my heart. Yeah. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Growing up on Earth. Here's a couple of reasons I came up with this title. After thinking about basically what the show was going to be about on Sunday, I have been wanting to do a show, and I still will do a show dedicated to our children. Here's one of the things that I've found in the readings that I've done. And you guys know, I do readings for babies. I do readings for children, adults, couples, all kinds of readings. And today, well over 10,000. Readings easily, 11, 12, 13, 14, we can go on, but you get the point of what I'm saying. And one of the things that I've been noticing, and a lot of it has to do with, is about us growing up here on the planet Earth. Now, I will say at one point in my life, you know, it wasn't a conversation that I would speak about a lot, about other worlds and other places and other things happening at that time. But it's time that we began to start to have these conversations even more and more because they have been coming up for the last year or two in sessions very, very strong. And then also when I began to talk to a lot of brothers and sisters and even my own children and remember stories they have told me and different things that they have said and things that I know to be true as well, I know that Earth is just one of the places that we began to grow up on. And the truth of the matter is I was doing a reading for a brother earlier this week, not this week, actually, it was the week before last, I believe. And once I was doing the reading on his son, because it was a baby lotus reading that I was doing, I was telling him that his son in this particular lifetime, he doesn't have many lives here on Earth. So growing up here on Earth is going to be a new experience for him this particular time. And there hasn't been, I will say for the most part, everyone I've done a reading for, everyone I've done an Akashic record reading for has grown up on Earth before. But I have come across quite a few of you who do not have many past lives here on Earth. And so this is why this Earth experience here for you is somewhat very, very different. But no matter where you are in this journey, if you've been to Earth many, many times, or this is sort of kind of a new journey for you growing up here on Earth, the truth of the matter is that at this particular time in space, we are here on Earth. And this understanding about us growing up on Earth, and sort of we call it the work that we came here to do, but really it is, it's almost like graduating from a class. You know, there were some questions that were asked to me. A group of brothers and sisters got together, and they wanted me to speak to just to them in a group and answer a couple of questions for them about growing up on Earth. And one of those questions was that the sister asked that she noticed that in her family there was a series of people who died back to back to back to back to back, like the grandmother, the aunt, and then a cousin, and then a friend. And, you know, it was like all of these people were leaving at the same time. And I remember saying to her, because they grew up on Earth together. They grew up together. They came as a soul group. And a lot of times we have these agreements with our soul groups that we will leave at the same time. Same thing at Sandy Hook, when all of those children in the elementary school, they decided all of them left as a soul group. They left as a soul group. Same thing in when 911 happened, they left as a soul group. The firemen that were in California just recently, and I believe it was something like 19 of them that were all killed, they all left as a soul group. So a lot of times what happens when you're growing up on Earth, you have this divine connection. Of course, we know all is one. And that goes without saying. But you have this divine connection with people and with things. And sometimes there can be a part of your soul group that could be doing something that you haven't even met yet. Like you haven't even met this part of your soul group, but yet you feel this yearning or something is going on with you and you're trying to figure out what is going on with you because so much is going on with this particular soul group that you haven't met yet, that you haven't come in contact with them, not close enough or not in an intimate space enough, and you're really feeling those things when it comes in to your energy. So we have a lot of different connections that we have because we are so multifaceted people and multidimensional on so many different levels. And so I'm really, really glad that when we come together, because this is a soul group here, and we can stay sort of committed to that. Because the remix, I have been told by many of you, is food for you. This is what feeds your spirit when you're able to connect with your soul group, when you're able to connect in this sacred space. It really sort of moves you outside of those constraints of this time-space reality. And one of the reasons is because many of us, just like we're growing up on Earth, we've grown up on other planets together too. And so that makes it more of a divine connection when we come together in this space and we're doing our work and we're sharing and we're exchanging stories and all kinds of things are happening with us. This is why it is so powerful. This is why it has been so life-changing. I definitely can speak for myself, and I get thousands and thousands of emails from you guys telling me the same thing. And also in that, in us growing up on Earth, and we're going through all of these different experiences that we're going through, and really sort of one of the things, a lot of things we sort of are prepared for. Nothing is written in stone. There's a few things that are written in stone that you have decided that we've put into place or we've put into motion or said that this is going to happen at this particular time and check that out. I think you're really cool. And when we come back, we're going to link up with each other and we're all going to get together and we're going to hang out and we're going to do some shit together. Some of that is decided. And then when we get there, we get an opportunity to use our free will. It's one of the most powerful laws in the universe. You guys have heard me say that. It is the one law that will trump every fucking thing on this planet and other worlds and other realities and other dimensions and other things too. It is the one thing that will trump all things. It will trump it. It really will. At this particular time, what is happening, we already know that we've moved into another dimension. Brother Bilal came on and we did the show together talking about welcome to the sixth dimension. And truly, we're in the sixth dimension. But not only are we in the sixth dimension, but we're also in other places too. So tonight is going to be talking about how do we understand that? How do we connect with all of that and still grow up on Earth? So literally, we're growing up on Earth. Growing up. Reaching into those higher dimensions, those higher portals. Right now, more than ever, we're feeling these callings within inside of our, we could literally say, our soul that is saying, you got to do this no matter what it takes. You got to do this. You got to give it 100%. You got to give it 110. You got to give it all you got to make this happen. That's what growing up on Earth is about. And so we're going to be talking about that and so much more here tonight in the remix. So I want to say peace and greetings to all of you out there. And I'm so glad that you guys decided to grow up on Earth with me, because I know that there's nothing I would change, absolutely nothing I would change from yesterday, from a million years ago, about growing up on Earth and growing up with you guys right here with me. There is nothing about this that I would change. Absolutely, it's not. So we're going to go to the phone lines because I want to hear about you guys growing up on Earth. We're going to talk to Nancy Lockhart. This is going to be a great segment because if I know someone who is so passionate, she is so passionate about what she came to Earth to grow up to do. And yeah, I think this will be a great time to bring her on and to hear her story about growing up on Earth. And then I'll be taking her calls. You guys can ask me questions, and we can begin to talk from there. So let's see. Let's see. I believe this is Nancy. Peace and greetings, Nancy. Is that you?
Peace. How are you, Miss Blue?
I'm great, Nancy. So good to hear you. So good. I'm so happy you're here and joining us here on Earth. Yeah, joining us here. We're not even on Earth, so I won't say that. But I'm so happy you're here with us in the show tonight and happy to see you as well. Talk to me, Nancy, about you growing up on Earth when it comes to your passion and just the work that you do when it comes to the legal system, when it comes to helping those who have found themselves in a situation where they may have used their free will or their free will was sort of taken from them and someone else enforced their free will upon them, and helping them to understand that on all different levels.
So would you like me to start with what I feel it is that got me involved
That's a good place to start.
Well, actually, Miss Blue, I feel that my childhood and the way that I grew up is what actually laid the groundwork for me to do what it is I'm passionate about doing. I strayed away from that because I thought, you know, basically that I was to be this third generation teacher, you know, and taught for many years. And, you know, maybe ended up teaching juvenile delinquents, ended up going to court with juvenile delinquents a whole lot and that kind of thing. But I still basically fought it because when I went to get the Master of Jurisprudence degree, my intent was to work in regulatory compliance because my background is biology and science. Mm-hmm. And so I had intentions of working for the FDA. And, you know, I found that I needed to stop fighting and going into the social justice field, which is what I'm passionate about and what I enjoy doing. So big struggle, but yeah.
So when did you know that this was sort of what you came here to do, like that defining moment? Was it one particular thing? Was it something that happened that made you say, this is what I know I came here to do, to grow up to do?
Yeah, it was one particular thing, actually. It was a job that I had gotten. The position was in New York City, six figures. Went to the interview, that kind of thing, and the housing situation just would not work out. I mean, no matter what I did, you know, the housing situation wouldn't work out. And it was at that time that I realized, you know, that I wasn't going to do both. I had to do, you know, one or the other.
Right. So that was sort of the crossroads of where you were. And so at that particular time, you knew that it was either you can get with this or you could get with that. And mm-hmm. you decided to take that road on where you are. And so how many years now have you been doing your work?
I've been consistently doing this for about 7.5 years straight. But then when I look back on my life, I've been doing this for a very long time. In teaching, I did it with the quote-unquote juvenile delinquents, you know, that I taught.
Yes.
And in my personal life, I did it with either people I knew, neighbors, or, you know, that kind of thing. So when I look back on my life and start just writing everything down, it didn't just start with the Scott sisters, with Patricia Wright, with Bobby Yates, with Marissa Alexander. It didn't just start, you know.
Right.
This is something that, mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. So it's something that when you take a look back, that it's something that you've been doing all your life. You've been literally growing up to do, which is really, really powerful. Yeah, really powerful. I know, Nancy, just from your experience here with us in the remix, and like I said, my experience with you, anytime that I talk to you, I can hear the passion. You know, some of the same passion that I have for the work that I do. I hear that in you. I hear that passion in you. I see it in you. I see it in the work that you do, being so dedicated as you've been to everything that is about your work and what you're going to do. And you're about to embark on another phase of that. So congratulations to you as you continue to grow up on Earth here and to do that as well, too. I know next weekend we're going to be doing a workshop together, and I want you to talk to everyone about that. And matter of fact, tonight, I know I had said I would give some away on the Remix Radio page. I just haven't had much time to go over there. But tonight we're going to actually give 3 people an opportunity that's going to be sort of the gift from me, an opportunity to take part in your Taking Care of Business workshop that we'll be doing next weekend. And can you tell everybody a little bit about the workshop and some of the things that you'll be covering in the workshop?
Sure. I've had quite a few requests for copyright, how to copyright information. So we'll definitely cover copyrights.
Yes.
We'll talk about evictions and or foreclosures. We'll talk about having criminal records expunged. Ways to remain safe on the internet. I'm finding is something that seems to be greatly needed. To be safe on the internet. Writing a book, publishing, you know, that'll sort of fall under copyrights as well. Clearing heirs property, writing a will, the need for a will, opening an estate. You know, a lot of us have loved ones who pass away and we never probate the estate.
Right.
Let's see, I'm trying to read here, but I had so many more things that I had added. Let's see, did I say expungements? Yeah, expungements.
Yes, we talked about expungements. We also are going to be talking about what to do if you got some badass kids that have gotten themselves into trouble and you're really sort of the parent supporting them. On what kind of things happen to them and what steps, if they've gotten themselves into trouble, how to not allow that record or impact, which will deal with expungement. That's the case.
Custody.
All, of custody. We'll talk about child custody issues, whether you're the mother or the father. Maybe you have custody and you want to keep custody. Maybe you don't have custody and you want to get custody. That's another thing that we'll be talking about. Really just some legal things, good order of business, good order of taking care of business, documents, whether you're a college student, whether you live in an apartment or whether you own a house. Some documents that you need to keep in a safe place and keep those things safe. A lot of times we don't have certain things in place until some shit jump off, and then it's a little too late to try to kind of gather things together. What are the important things that you need to always carry around with you? It's going to be a lot of things that are covered there. And plus, any questions that you may have or any situation that you may be dealing with that you can bring and you can get sort of some direction on where to begin to look or what kind of things to understand. It doesn't matter what state, what country, where you're at, Nancy will be able to point you in the right direction and to give you a clear understanding. Because when it comes to legal things, and Nancy, you can speak on this, it really is more about just the understanding than a lot of times than it is about to do something, because often we're acting without having the clear understanding about what it is that we're trying to act upon.
Exactly, exactly. And
yeah.
And how, you know, a lot of us just, we don't want to look for information or either don't know how to look for information. So
yeah.
The workshop will definitely lead people into the right directions for finding information that they need. Child support, that's another big issue.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For men and women.
Yeah.
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 And then tickets. I'm running across a lot of people who are, you know, getting arrested because they didn't pay parking tickets in certain states. And Georgia is notorious for that.
Right. And they're also having sweeps where they're looking for people. And if you've ever been tagged or identified with any kind of gang, they just did a major sweep across the several countries, and they picked up some 400-plus people. In these sweeps that they're doing of people that they are quote-unquote saying are have some sort of gang affiliation. And so that's something I know a lot of parents and a lot of people are dealing with as well, too.
Mm. I honestly didn't
yeah.
know that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that it was going on in Chicago, but I honestly didn't know that it was the Stop and Frisk, New York. Mainly,
yes. So you guys, taking care of business with Nancy Lockhart, no other better place to be. I will definitely be there. I have made my commitment to be there as well. Brother Bilal from Bilal Experience has made his commitment to be there as well. And I know some of you already have gotten in touch with Nancy to get the information to be part of this particular workshop, because we will support her. She's a part of the Remix family. And the reason that we're doing it this way, and I know Nancy, you're going to be doing the workshop. The great thing is, whether you make the workshop or not is really irrelevant, because what Nancy will be doing is providing you within 24 to 48 hours after the workshop, you get a copy of it. So you will be able to keep it forever, forever. It's an all-day workshop. If you want to know the details of the taking care of business for Nancy Lockhart, email thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com, and you will be able to get all of the information. It's going to be on a Saturday. And so you can get all of the details and all of the information. I really want you to email her, because it's going to do a couple of things. It'll put you in contact with Nancy, and Nancy will have you in contact with her as well, too. Again, no worries. If you can't make the workshop, it's no worry. Everything is going to be recorded. You'll get it nice and bundled up. You'll be able to get a chance to get the workshop, and you can listen to it over and over and over again. Maybe these are some of the things you don't need right now. Maybe your children are little, or maybe you don't have a lot of these situations that are going on, but you do have some that you do want to know. It's an opportunity for you to have with your family. If something comes up, you can always refer back to it. And it's just going to be so much information. So I am so excited to support you on this, Nancy, and support you as you get ready to venture yourself off to and go away to law school to take another step of growing up on Earth, growing up on Earth. So peace and love, Nancy. Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
Okay. I know we were talking earlier. Did you have something you wanted to say to the Remix family?
Oh, yes. I just discovered probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago on Facebook, I just discovered that there is this other folder, and I have found thousands of messages in that other folder. And I would like to apologize. There were a lot of requests from people from the Remix family. I'd like to apologize for not answering these. I'm in around about 2010 right now, trying to answer as many as I can. But basically, everybody, just keep my email address, because I noticed if you're not Facebook friends, then Facebook doesn't put the messages in your inbox, and I had no idea there was an other box, okay? So
yeah,
just keep the email address in, or send a friend request,
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I was telling Nancy, and we were kind of laughing about it. My son told me, and I think I may be in this year in the other folder. No, I don't think I'm in this year, but I may be in 2012, last year, of the other folder. So lots of emails there. So, well, thank you so much, Nancy. Taking Care of Business Workshop. It's an all-day workshop on Saturday with Nancy Lockhart. You want to find out more information, you definitely want to email Nancy at wrongfulconviction@gmail.com. All right, Nancy, peace and love, and thank you so much.
Peace.
We got you. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, you guys. So we're going to go to the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Yeah, we're going to talk about you growing up on Earth. And so we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the email. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Miss Blue. This is Amanda calling from Brooklyn. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Greetings to you, Amanda.
Greetings. So I did not get to hear the first part of the show. So
You press one. Why did you press one? You just was happy. I just jumped around. I just picked the caller. You're actually caller number 58. I just picked the caller,
wow.
And I picked you.
Okay. And I was hoping that you were on Friday, because I needed some guidance with I recently received a job opportunity that I've been wanting for a really long time. And I just wanted to know what Spirit was saying at this time. I don't know if it's relevant to me being on Earth, but I just really wanted to know. I'm just waiting for a second interview for the second job, but I already accepted the offer for the first job that I received last week. So I just wanted to know, if you see anything within the second opportunity being more present, and if that one will ever come around, because that is the one that I ultimately would like.
Okay. I do get, and I want to make sure that I understand you, Claire. The first job is the job that you've been wanting for a very long time. And
yes, well, both of them are.
Right, but the first one you really wanted.
Oh, no. I should make this clear. Both of the jobs that the job that I've been applying for is in the field that I really want to go after. So both of the jobs are in the same field. The one that I was offered, the position, it's actually really, it's far. I wanted to stay in the city, but it's 2.5 hours from the city because I want to be around my family. And the other position, it's much closer to the city. So, and there's other things that I'm factoring into going away, staying in the city. So I just really wanted to know what will be coming of this, of the other interview that I had with the second position, or the second job, I should say.
Here are some things I want you to take a look and think about, because you don't want to send mixed signals out into the universe. You already gave a commitment to the first job.
Yes.
You said yes. You said, yes, I'm all bored, I'm excited, I want to get with this. And then all of a sudden you get this other opportunity and you're saying, yes, I'm on board, but you can't do them both at the same time, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So the one that you said yes to, that you were so excited the day that you got it, I see that you were so excited and happy. And actually I see that they want you to start sometime next week. So what are you going to do when this, when these other people tell you you got the job too?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I really do not know what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason I say that is because on this second job, you still have to go through another interview.
Yes.
Before you see whether or not you do have the job. And so the number one thing that you want to do is that you want to get the second job because it is closer to your family.
Mm-hmm. And other factors too, yes, correct.
Yeah. But the second job, you said yes. Why? Why did you say yes to it?
Oh, I didn't say yes. I only had the first interview for the second job.
No. For the first job, my apologies.
Why did I say yes? Because, as I stated, I wanted to be in the position that I applied for since I was in school. And since I graduated, I wanted to pursue the field that I got the job offering for. So I felt that a lot of things were opening up for me within the last 2 weeks. So I thought that it would be a great opportunity for me to get a start on the field that I do want to pursue and to get the experience also. So that is why I said yes. And also, when I had the second interview, I really vibed well with the people that interviewed me and the environment that I was in. And I really got a good feeling about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. I will tell you this. Ultimately, you will make your own decision on it. But I want you to be able to look at this, because you really already made the decision with the first job. You said yes to it. See, and now that you're getting other opportunities, you know, it even though the second job, even though you've had one interview, the vibe is not the same that you felt on the first job. And we know that really when it comes to working at a place, it has a lot more to do with the interaction of the people and the energy.
Yes.
So I'm telling you this, you can decide whatever you choose, because ultimately it's going to be your decision, but really you've already made the decision with the first job. You will always have other opportunities out there. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're always going to have other opportunities. If you keep putting in applications, more and more is going to come. It's almost like dating somebody and saying, yes, we're in a committed relationship, and somebody else asked you to be committed, and now you're saying to the other person, well, I'm trying to figure out if I want to be with you or them.
Yes.
Then that means you was never committed in the beginning. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, the first one feels good. I see sort of your fifth energy layer is just kind of swirling itself around, and it's expanding itself up. It's going to be a lot of opportunities for growth for you. I also see that this first business, this first office of where you're going to be working at, that they actually have another location, or they will be getting another location that's in the city. Like, you're going to end up where you want to be anyway from this first job. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Like, you're going to end up in the city. You're going to end up closer where you want to be either. The first job feels really, really good for me when I think about the first job and you. That feels really good. The second job, kind of sway. a little bit of like that on the second job. And even on the second job, I see that they're still going to be deliberating whether or not they do want to hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you want to know what is coming through loud and clear, Spirit is saying that first job is go. You already said yes to it. That first job is the go.
All right.
Yeah. I would love for you to come back and let me know, especially around 6 days from now, because that's when everything is really going to be solidified and be very clear to you. What decision you made. Trust your heart on it. Trust it. Always trust it. And sometimes the grass is not always greener on the other side. It may look like it. You know, it may look like it. Sometimes it may look like it so much, but it may not be. It just may not be. Yeah. So I say go with the first job, but definitely the first job.
Yes, I also asked Kim Beck about the first job after I received it, because since you didn't have a show on Friday, I was seeking guidance, so I asked the question.
I did have a show on Friday. It was just late.
Oh,
but, yeah, I had a show on Friday. That's okay. And what did the Kim Beck tell you?
The Kim Beck, the answer it told me was Sacred Union. Is it going? Am I going to receive energy, or is it going to take energy from me? And I said, "Wow, you know where that's going." So so I'm going to run with it.
Yes. Well, congratulations to you. This is a new journey for you, making an exciting one. You know, and bring 100% of yourself there. It's going to be a beautiful sacred union for you. So peace and love, and thanks for calling in. Hold the line.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right. How about that for growing up on Earth? We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 704. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 704? We can't hear
you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. This is Nisa from Charlotte.
Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Nisa.
Nisa from Charlotte. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, greetings to you, Nisa.
Yes, I'm a long-time remix listener, and my question was about well, I have a good job, but it's like I can't find anyone to share my life with. It's just been, I've been single for years. Yeah.
It's already people in the chat room asking, how old are you?
Me, I'm 40.
Well, you know, on that, Nisa, sometimes I say join the club. But, you know, one of the major things is when you say you can't find someone to share your life with, of course you can. Of course you can find someone to share your life with. If you definitely start to put that energy out there and really put it out there in a very, very honest way. You know, there's been quite a few things that you've been nurturing yourself from and with over the last couple of years. And so when it comes to that thing of intimate relationship, you're kind of like a new beginner there, because you're really trying to get rid of all of that old programming, old relationships, old pain, old hurt that you've been carrying around with you. And so now you're in that place where you're really ready to open yourself up and to receive that love in that kind of way. And that's a beautiful thing, you know. And some of the things that you can begin to do is really start to do some feng shui. And yes, as Kali Mar is talking in the chat room, and this is something that I do and have done a lot of shows on, but really one of the simpler things is start to visualize and do a lot of visualization. And you can do visualization in many different ways. To begin to visualize yourself in a relationship, you know, make sure that you know that you are available, you know, kind of put that energy out there as well, too. And we're talking about energetically. And so, you know, if you buy a statue, make sure you buy a couple, you know, keep those in two. If you have pictures, you know, sometimes, you know, our expression around what we say we want and what we want is really two different things, and they show up in our lives in two different ways. And so if you always have singular things around in your sacred space, then that really promotes the energy of singular, of being one, as opposed to two. So it can be something as simple as having two of the same lamps in your house, a statue of a masculine and feminine, or whatever you want your mate to be like, to have those two things there. You know, if you have a picture, you know, once I went into a sister's house to do some feng shui, and that was one of the areas for her that she wanted, and all of the pictures were of women by themselves. And these women were sad. They even looked sad in the picture. So, you know, that's a reflection of what's going on in your inner world. So begin to look at it that way, and then begin to know that you deserve this. I know one of the struggles for me for a very long time is not that I didn't feel that I deserved it. I just felt as though, you know how we all make jokes and we say, nobody can put up with me, you know?
Right.
Who can put up with me? You know, these kind of things. And so really begin to watch your self-talk that you do to yourself. Here's another ritual that you can do. You can actually get you a red rose, a yellow rose, and a pink rose. And
okay.
You want to make sure that you have 13 petals for each one of those, 13 petals, all of those. And then you want to begin to take those roses, put them in a pouch. If you can find a silk pouch or a silk scarf, that's going to be beautiful to keep them in. And as you tie them in a knot, you want to begin to sleep with it. Sleep with it closed. Put it close to your heart. You know, charge these petals up with lots of love and just everything that's in your heart. Just send it into these petals. And then whenever you're feeling sort of kind of blah, like lonely, or you're feeling kind of sad, I want you to get one of those petals, and I want you to go outside in nature, and I want you to take that petal, and I want you to just allow that petal to just float itself into nature. And that is going to be symbolic of you sending out love and receiving love back. And so when you get to the 13th day, you will see sort of divine interventions come, and you will be able to see where that energy is moving for you. And you can do it every couple of months, you know. You know that you have sent your love out there, and you sent it out 13 different ways. That divine number of transformation of 13, you know, really, really coming into that energy. And so that's a very powerful ritual for you to do, to begin to open up, to just let the divine, the universe, and really confirm to yourself that you are ready for love. You are really, really ready for love, and to open yourself up to that. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And I pulled a card for you from the Kim deck, and the card that came up is card number 3, Love Begins. So just by you sending out this energy here, it's really kind of sending that energy out into the universe in a very powerful way, because, you know, it's over 2 million people who listen to the remix, so that energy is just all out there, and we all feel you. So everybody who's just really charged with just having that love in their life and really manifesting that in a very honest and authentic way is all pushing for you as well as themselves. So beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, keep growing up on Earth. And thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 414. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Below? This is OT in the chat room.
Okay, greetings to you, OT. Greetings.
I'm just calling to find out what happened to this year. It's already August. It's like we only got 4 more months left. And
yes.
I'm definitely growing in this earth. I want to say I do want to go to Nancy's workshop Saturday, but I have to be at the university because, you know, students are coming back. We have to welcome them.
Right,
and I'm
right.
I'm already committed to that. So, but you said we can always download, right?
Yes, you certainly can. And you'll have that, I believe Nancy said, 24 to 48 hours afterwards, you'll be able to have that. Mm-hmm.
What were the tickets about? I mean, the ones that you were supposed to give away.
You said
what
now?
Those tickets that you were supposed to give
away. Yes, I'm going to give them away on tonight's show. I sure am.
Oh. I want some tickets.
Well,
I don't know what I got to do to get them, but.
Well, it's not anything that you have to do. It's really going to be inspired. I am going to announce it before the show is over. So,
I just want to say I'm inspired, too. I'm very
passionate. I know you. I know you are. I know you are. And, you know, how could I say no to someone who is so passionate about it? I say yes, you get a ticket. Yes.
Thank you very much, Ms. Thank you very much.
How could I say no? How could I say no to that? If I'm not mistaken, law is something very close to you as well, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. See, now you got everybody online. They getting ready to ask for their tickets.
They on their own.
Well, yeah, just send me an email and send an email to Nancy Lockhart, and I'll follow up and confirm it. Yeah, because self-invested is actually paying for three spots. To support. So there you go. One to you. And thank
That's
you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
But before you go, because it is about give and receive, I want you to talk to me about you growing up on Earth and what that's been like for you, growing up on Earth.
I'm finding out that the second half of my life is really coming into play where my work is concerned. The first half was full of just bullshit, you know, relationships that wasn't working for somebody else, you know, maintaining all these different bills and not really having a grasp on what's going on, really going on, you know, the big picture. You know,
right.
I'm older, I'm more settled. I'm digging these classes, the self, you know, investment classes, the Kim class. I really enjoyed. That was my first time at the Kim Biz. And it's clicking, and I got it. I'm on lock on this.
Yep. Okay, well, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. We're going to go to the next caller there. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 210. You're live in the remix, 210. Oops, hold on, 210. I'm clicking on, folks. I don't need to be clicking on. Hold on. Calling in from area code another 313. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
31. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Greetings. Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Brandon calling from Detroit. How you doing?
Okay, greetings. I'm great. How are you, Brandon, from Detroit?
Hi. I'm fine. I haven't been on a remix in a while. We haven't spoken in a minute. But I finally got through today. So I'm happy about that. And
good.
I wanted to talk about me growing up on planet Earth.
Okay.
I'm ready. I had a rocky journey. You know, I'm still going through a lot at this present moment. But my journey has been, it's been kind of wild, and it was crazy in the beginning stages of my life. Like, I grew up real bad because there was really nothing for me to do when I was growing up, because they started canceling most of the youth programs out here in the city. And so I just was bad. But then the first time I seen a like a dead body. It was like my brother. And like, mm-hmm. I never got to meet him, but he looked just alike. And then when I seen him, it was like I was looking at myself in the cast. And so that kind of, you know, it changed my life. It changed me a lot. And a lot of my friends were going off to jail, and they was, a lot of them died. So I really feel like I'm alone because I really don't have any friends right now. And I was thinking about that when you were speaking about your soul group.
Because right.
In July, I lost a brother on the 4th. And then on the 5th, I lost a cousin. And then, like, a week later, I lost one of my brother-in-laws. And I just didn't understand what was going on.
Right. Yeah. Well, did you get a chance to hear the beginning of the show, Brandon? And definitely my love goes out to you, you know, for being so strong and understanding during this time. And I know that a lot of people have really pulled on you as a support system, as the family and just your friends. You guys have been going through, you know, one of the toughest things that we can go through as humans, and that is to have the loss of someone, you know. You know, I agree with what the Remix families are saying, is that you sound so much better. You sound so much clearer. I take it you fixed the smoke detector.
Yeah.
It took you long enough, and you sound so much clearer. I really would agree. Your energy, immediately when I get into your energy, you know, what I see around you, which is not a bad thing, it's a beautiful thing, is I see sort of like black light. And that really
black
is the protection. Yeah, black. That's the protection. You know, all of that is about your protection that is around you, and also about the transformation that you're going through. And all of that energy that you're pulling up from inside of yourself, you've learned a lot of lessons, and you're definitely growing up on Earth. You know, your name itself, I want you to think about the letter B, and these are some things to begin to think about when you write your name as Brandon. You see, because B is that letter that stands so tall. It really is sort of that letter, the third member of the family. And it has a status, and what it does is it expresses attitude, and it really is just sort of standing tall. And this is why even when we say to be or not to be, you get it? That letter B, you know, which is even connected with black. It's connected with being bold, all of these things, the letter B. Now, also, the letter B, when it comes into understanding, when you even say your name, Brandon, you understand? I want you to begin to start thinking about yourself as a brand. Brandon, your brand. So that means that everything that you do, how you express yourself, everything that you carry yourself, that you think, I want you to begin to start thinking about that in that way. That you're a brand.
Okay.
You see? And this
yeah.
really will help you. The element that is connected to you is Earth. You're the grounding one. You're the one that stands tall out of all of your mother's children. When things are going wrong and down, people can look to Brandon to be the one to help ground them, to get them back focused, and to do what they need to do. And so now you're in a place as you're growing up on Earth where you're actually able to do that for you. You're doing it for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Real powerful.
Mm-hmm. Because you're right, because I am the tallest one out of my mother's children. And then
yeah,
I am tall and black.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, the letter B, it's
itself, it represents feminine energy, which is all about spirituality, and it's all about being receptive, and it's all about magnetizing. And the letter B is also that thing that opens you up to those things you are unfamiliar with, you know? And so whenever you come around, you kind of bring this air, and you're able to get people to see things that they're not familiar with, that they wouldn't even entertain. I think about when your sister started listening to the show and she was like, my brother got me to listen. You see, you were able to introduce her to something she wasn't familiar with. You see?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you sound really good. You sound really good. And, you know, I talked earlier about soul groups coming together and sort of making this agreement to leave at the same time. What can really help you is if you can get your hand, and I know you can, on a purple sapphire.
That's a stone?
Yes, a purple sapphire. It's a crystal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sapphire. Okay. Yeah, it's a sapphire, but I want you to get a purple one. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what this does is it helps to build sort of it helps you to establish sort of an invisible connection to your soul's energy. So those times where you don't feel motivated, those times when you feel down and disconnected from what your purpose is, that purple sapphire is what's going to be that invisible conductor that connects directly to your soul. And it's going to remind you that you are here to grow up on Earth. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, make sure I give you one of those.
Yes, make sure you get one of those. Thank you so much for calling in, Brandon, and standing so tall.
Can I, can I ask you one more question?
You sure can.
I'm at the point in my life to where, like, I really want to, you know, get off into this work because I want to be a healer, like, as far as using Mother Nature, like, using, like, vegetables and fruits and herbs, and I really don't know what to do because I don't really feel the same way I felt about boxing because it's really not taking me anywhere. So that's why I feel like I'm at a kind of a standstill as far as my needs being financially and just grounded. I just need some
guidance
on that.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say you're a healer. You've been doing that, and now you're healing yourself. It's a lot of different directions that you can take. I know that the earth is connected to you. I know the earth is connected to you, to your energy, and that does you well. And so it's interesting you said about gardening and planting and all of these different things. And what I would suggest is definitely that you get in touch with Mr. Anderson of I Grow, You Grow, and sign up for his newsletter if you haven't, because he deals with the gardening stuff. And you can go back and you can download those shows. And also Dr. Yu of U360 Holistic Health. And Dr. Yu is an amazing brother. I look at him. He calls me his big sister. I call him my little brother. And but truth be told, he's really the big brother. Dr. Yu does a lot of work when it comes to healing with herbs and things in nature. And matter of fact, he does these urban nature walks where he tells you about plants that you can find in the city and around in the city for healing and to doing different modalities for. I think that's something you should definitely check into as well. And even look at some of those things when it comes to herbal healing. Queen Afua has an excellent course. Dr. Layla Africa has a course as well. Some of these courses, you can take a portion of them. It's not all online as well. But I want you to also think, because there's quite a few scholarships that you can actually qualify for, Brandon, if you were thinking about going back to school for something naturopathic or holistic healing that you can begin to do. So it's time for you to kind of, you know, really kind of put your thoughts in motion for yourself and sort of kind of walk this plan out for yourself. So as you're walking and as you're just out and about, start to map out this plan for yourself. You may want to get into something as far as massage therapy. That may be something, because you're really good with touch as well. And, you know, look into those things when it comes to, you know, reflexology, dealing with the body and touch and healing, to begin to look at that. You were definitely on the right track when it came to boxing, because your hands, you definitely can do those things with reflexology. But I want you to begin to look into that, because there is you haven't begun to tap into your financial bank yet. And I want you to put some thought there. School would be a very good move for you. It'll be an opportunity for you to go other places, possibly travel and see different things. So really begin to explore that as you continue to grow up on Earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got you.
All right. And then come back and let me know. But definitely, no doubt, you are a healer. And I'm so glad that you're stepping out of that ring and into this arena.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love, Brandon. Peace and love.
Okay. Peace and love.
Beautiful. Love. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Sabrina. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, greetings, Sabrina, from New York.
Greetings. Well, last time I spoke to you, I was crying about my book and my kids and the husband and all that stuff. And I listened to everything that you told me, and it helped me. It really helped me. And
beautiful.
You said to me, you're not doing it from the heart. And I didn't fully understand what you meant by that, and I'm still not understanding, because I feel like I am doing it from the heart. And the thing now is the book I'm writing, and it's transforming me. And I had another transformation. You know, I got away for like a month and saw my family and stuff, so I had a transformation with that. But just to make everything all quick, one of the greatest transformations I had is with friendship. And people cutting me off, or me walking away from them, or getting hurt in situations like that. That's something that I'm asking Spirit, why do I experience that? And was that so I can focus more on what it is that I need to do for me? Or, you know, what exactly is Spirit starting to say to me? Because I feel the shift, but I want to know what I want to hear what Spirit is saying to me directly.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, you said two things. You said, Ms. Blue, you said some things to me, and they were absolutely right. You said you didn't get the part about you not doing it from the heart. But yet, now that you begin to write and you've been able to reflect on the words that I shared from you from Spirit that time, you could see the transformation. So that's the difference. You get it?
Right.
That's coming from a whole other place. Your writing that you're doing now is really coming from a completely different place within you. That shift that's happening is showing that you're growing. And a lot of times what happens when we're growing, all kinds of things happen, because we all get a chance to operate within free will, move from this direction to that direction. And you're doing a lot of that. You're growing. You're growing up on Earth. And so it is going to be those shifts. And some of those people are going to walk away from you. That's going to happen. And you're going to want to walk away from some people too. That's a part of the journey. That's a part of the process. But really begin to drop down and check it, not in your mind, but check it right in your heart. Check it. When you're trying to get out of your head and into your body, drop all the way down. Try to feel yourself going as far down into your ovaries as possible. And that's where you're going to be. Yeah, down there. That's how you know.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, 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 go ahead.
Two things real quick. I've been seeking work, and I've been putting it out there that I'll get the work that I want. I want to know if that's going to happen anytime soon. And as far as the book, you know, do you see that being complete at least before the end of the year?
When it comes to those things, particularly when it comes to work, it's going to be sort of some obstacles and challenges right there when it comes to work. One of the things I would suggest that you do is really not kind of lock yourself into a particular thing when it comes to work. Really explore some of those things you would like to do but maybe have never done too. I see that you're only looking in one particular area and you need to expand that.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense? And then I see things opening up for you. Maybe between the next 2 to 5 months, I really see that energetically opening up for you even more. When it comes to the book being published, don't put a timeline on it. Don't.
Okay.
Don't put a timeline. Just work from the heart. Continue to express those things you need to express and allow that to be there. Don't definitely say, I have to finish this book, because why? You've done that before and it hasn't worked for you. Correct?
Right.
And it's too disappointing.
Yeah.
If this is going to be a part of your life's work and you're doing it, then don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do it. Mm-mm.
And what exactly, you know, this is the last question, what exactly is Spirit saying to me in this very moment for myself and my family and everything in my life right now?
That you need to use more of your wisdom.
Okay.
Everything that you do, really rely on your wisdom. You know, be receptive, be open, be receptive. And I see that sort of opening up for you, but continue to be very receptive in those things, especially when it comes from your family about that. And really use your wisdom with it and really sort of incorporate them more and not just from you making the decision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And incorporating them as much as possible. As much as possible.
I'm going to take that one in. Anything about my relationship is saying? Anything about that? Or that's a part of the what you just said?
Yeah, well, your relationships are definitely a part of it. Yeah, that's your family. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll definitely take that in.
Mhm. Yeah. So more work from the heart. You get it. You know the difference in your writing now and when you were writing before. You get it.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Come back and let us know how it's going. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love to you
too. Mhm. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Nope, their call drop. Going into the next caller, calling in from area code 248. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello? Hey, how you doing, Elizabeth? Oops,
wonderful.
I'm sorry.
Who's on the line, please?
No, it's just me. It's a janky phone. I got an old phone. I got a new phone.
No. Who's on the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is James. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
No, I'm
that's okay.
I'm jumping ahead, but I want to know a few things, but I want to get into, you know, as far as me growing up on Earth. It's been wild for me, not in the sense that it's been, like, too hectic or hard, I guess, but it's just mentally I'm going through a lot of different things right now. Like, and I'm trying to get myself grounded. I've been meditating. I've been trying to just get in touch with myself, nature, and everything. But I think there are some things in my life that are still out of order, and I'm trying to figure out what's going to help. Because one, you know, I do want to know about my future as far as getting a job and being able to be stable and support, you know, my son and get myself in the right position to get, because my car is out of order as well. So it's just a lot of things going on that I have questions about, but I can't seem to just, I don't know, I just can't seem to get anything right at the moment. Only thing that's going good for me right now is that I'm in school. As far as, I mean, there's more things going good that I'm probably not paying attention to, but, like, I guess I focus on the negative more so because that's what I want to fix. Hello?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I'm listening to you. So your question is?
I want to know about my future with, as far as a job and if how soon will I be able to be in a position to get my car fixed. Because I really need my car.
Mm-hmm.
It's really...
Yeah. Well, you know, the future has a lot of things that... can you take me off speaker?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just realized I was on speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Well, the future, one of the funny things about the future is that it is just that. It's not written in stone. And so, you know, one of the things I will say is that we're not free-falling here. So, you know, there's no one who can predict your life for you. But one of the things that can happen is that based upon where you are now, if there are certain things that need to be changed, if you don't change them, then this is going to be likely the outcome. And I really want to make that clear so that everybody knows that we're all operating in free will and there's absolutely no one out here that can predict your future for you. That's not what it's about. It's not. It's about understanding that you play a role in what is happening. Words that you speak today, thoughts that you say today is what is actually creating your tomorrow for you. And so what has happened is that you've made a lot of bad choices, James, not according to Miss Blue, but according to you and your life and what you want to manifest. And so what's happening is at this particular moment, those choices you made have now become living objects for you. It's become living energy, and they're living objects. So when you say, I guess I focus on the negative because that's what I'm trying to fix, that is a recipe for disaster.
Man.
So it's not that you don't acknowledge it, because I think that's important. And a lot of times what happens is we do all of this crazy shit, whether we're doing it to ourselves and we're doing it to other people, and we never want to go back and take an honest look and say, this is where I fucked up, this is what I did wrong. And so even though you stand before me and you're saying and you're taking accountability to this, you never went back and tried to fix the wrongs that you made with the people you hurt, the people you did things to. And so a big part of that is what's happening. You understand? A big part of that is what is still happening for you. So really, in all essence, now you kind of want the universe to flip itself around and do something for you that you wasn't willing to do for anybody else. Does that make sense?
Man. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So a lot of times we got to step back and take a look at ourselves and say, I did this. I'm going to take responsibility for it. I'm going to go back and say, look, I made this choice. I did this. And I realize now that wasn't the best choice I should have did. That's it. It's not about bowing down. You understand what I'm saying? Because what we're doing is we're creating energetic paths for ourselves. And so what happens is when we begin to travel, when we begin to grow up on Earth, we have to go down the fucking road we built.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can either have a road that's going to take you straight. You're going to have a road that's going to be rocky, that's going to be bumpy. It's almost like traveling on the highway and they tell you to go down, what's that, country road? Or do you want to stay on the interstate or you want to take a bypass? What kind of road are you building? You built a lot of country roads. And then country roads is taking your ass off path. You got to go across somebody's damn farm. You cutting across dirt roads. You doing all kinds of things, going down back roads. You doing all kinds of stuff only to get to the same place that you could have got. So all of this energy, definitely, it is another way to operate. Reflection is good when you can do it from an honest place. And most of the time, people are only reflecting on what the fuck somebody is doing, did, or going to do to them. They don't reflect on what role do I play in this bullshit, and then take responsibility for it.
Right.
So you're at that point where all of this energy that you're focusing on the negative, but focusing on the negative doesn't change it. It only creates more. You're telling the universe, send some more bullshit my way, because this is what I give all of my thought, my energy, my time to, is focusing on what I don't want to happen.
Yeah.
So as card number 34 in the deck, and that just happens to be me, Miss Blue, it is about preparation. It's about rituals. It's about, you know, sacred rituals, and it's about intention. And so now you have to begin to start preparing yourself. Yes, focus on what happened in the past, but from the point that you're preparing yourself so you don't keep making the same damn mistakes over and over and over again. The only thing changing is the fucking people involved in the things. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over and over. And you're asking yourself, why, James? Why did you do that again? Why again? Because you never stopped and asked yourself why the last time. You never got a clear answer. So therefore, now you're in the same situation and you're doing the same thing. So preparation, sit down and start to work yourself forward. Okay, you know you want to get your car fixed. You know that there's some other things going on for yourself. Really begin to write those things out so you can see it. How can you move forward, not when you get a job, not when everything is perfect, because that day is never coming. It's called never worry. Never worry will it be the perfect time for you to do it. Never worry. So you're going to have to put a plan in place, and then you're going to have to set that intention that this is the energy you want to create, and then you're going to have some sacred rituals for yourself.
Yeah, I think I do need
those sacred rituals so you don't keep falling back on your old ways, your old habits, and doing old things. You're going to have to put some sacred things in place.
Okay.
And begin to move forward. So do I see a job for you so that you, all of that is possible if you choose that, but you haven't made an intention for it. You're like the little kid standing outside the toy store saying, I wish. That's a real reality. It's a real realm. And there's a lot of people who stay there outside on the glass window for the rest of their life. I don't know about you, but I want to go in the fucking store. I want to pick up my toy. I want to buy it, and I want to take my ass home and play with it. I don't want to stay looking outside the glass window, wishing and hoping anything.
Yeah, because I hear what you're saying. Because that's what I do a lot.
So it's time to just take action and really just do some movement. Do those steps, preparation, intention, and put some sacred rituals in there. Think about what you can do right now to move forward, right now.
Do you have any suggestions on some different things, you know, as far as, you know, rituals and just getting my mind in the career? I mean, I feel like I just need somebody to point me in a direction.
Mm-hmm. But here's what I want you to understand, too. I did point you in the direction. I gave you a whole lot of direction right now.
Right.
I'm going to give you a ritual, but if you don't change your mindset to even begin to understand what is before you, then there ain't nothing that's going to help you.
Okay.
Not a ritual or anything. Here's a ritual that you can begin to do. It comes from our Native American ancestors. And what you're going to need is a seed. I want you to get a seed. So like a seed of a peach, a plum. Pretty much you want to get a seed that's sort of a substantial seed, like a big seed you want to get.
Like a big four.
And say it again.
I was saying like some sort of seed that has a big core. Like when you said peach and plum, I thought of the core inside, which, you know.
Yeah, the seed. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
okay.
That. I want you to get a seed. You can get you a crystal. A clear quartz crystal is really good because it works off of intention, so you can program it and really kind of get that intention in there the way you want, and then get a feather.
You said a clear...
quartz.
What type of crystal? Quartz. Oh, okay, quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And a feather.
And get you a couple of feathers. I'm not telling you to go out and pluck some bird. Don't do that. If you can find a hobby store, they usually have different feathers from birds, or you can see them sometimes laying down on the earth. And if you see that, you know, just really ask. You definitely want to ask for permission to take it. I don't mean permission like you're bowing down to it, but let them know that the feather is going to be used for sort of what you're bringing in is joy, luck and joy. This is kind of one of those rituals they called a bundle of joy that you're bringing upon yourself. And so, and then the other ingredient you're going to need is something like wood, like a branch from a tree, a small branch from a tree, of something of that. And then you're going to need some, you're going to need, the other thing that you're going to need is that, the other thing you're going to need is some natural cloth, so something made out of a natural material such as cotton or silk, and that's what you're going to do. And you're going to kind of make this almost like a medicine bundle as you begin to get all of these things together and collect them. It may take you some time to collect them, but whenever you collect them, bring them together. And what you're going to do is you're going to have this bundle all tied up for you with all of these things. You can even put some herbs in there. If you have some of your favorite herbs, you can put them in there, maybe a cinnamon stick, because that taps into prosperity, money, and desires. So you can put that in there, put a cinnamon stick in there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to close it all up and you're going to keep it nice and secure and put a tong in there, you know, like some tongs in there and tie it to that bundle. And
you said what?
Some tongs.
Yeah.
You know tongs? You know what T-H-O-N-G, tongs? You know what that is? Like you cook with tongs? You know what tongs are?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So and then once you get those tongs together, what you can do is you're going to put that all together and tie it secure on that. And it can be a large bundle or a small bundle. And what you're going to do is you're going to keep it in a sacred space within your house. And inside of your house, you're going to keep that there. It would be really good if you can go back and download some of the Feng Shui shows I did and find your corner that's in your sacred space of prosperity. It's one of the shows where we did the Bagua map, and find where your prosperity corner is and place that there in your home, in your sacred space. And if it's a really, really small one, you can wear it around your neck. You can find a string or something and wear it around your neck maybe when you're in the house. But this is really to invite all of those things that produce joy And this is coming from our ancestors out of the Native American culture, and bringing that energy back around you, just kind of clearing out your space, clearing yourself, and as a reminder to you that you're bringing in joy.
Okay. So, yeah. So basically I'm lacking joy in my life.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't want to do that because the other thing that I see with you as far as your health is concerned, you know, you don't want to take all the sweetness out of your life, and that's what you're doing, because that tends to be what this medical world called diabetes.
Oh, man. Yeah, that my grandfather had an issue with that. I have a super addiction to sweets, and I know I gotta change this. I've been trying, you know. I gotta figure out how.
So that definitely borderline, you know, is you kind of are borderline there with your energy. You want to kind of make sure that your diet is there. Just think about it this way. Anytime you're craving those sweets like that, and this is for you because I'm in your energy right now, anytime you're craving sweets like that is because you can't find anything sweet in your life. You can't find the joy in your life. And so that sugar is compensating for the joy that you feel you're missing in your life. All right.
Okay.
All right.
This has helped me. This has really helped me. Thank you very much for this.
Make sure you call
back
in
and give you another.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, we're talking about growing up on Earth here from 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Lauren from Cincinnati. How are you tonight, Ms. Booth?
I'm good, Lauren. How are you?
I'm all right. I was just calling. I'm trying to figure out for me, for myself, I get like this anxiety sometimes when I need to communicate with people or speak my truth, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get over the anxiety I feel when I need to say what I need to say.
Mhm. What are you doing with the phone right now? You having some anxiety?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. So whenever you get ready to communicate with people, you have sort of this anxiety. One of the things, Lauren, that I will tell you is that some of this anxiety, because you've pretty much had it pretty much all of your life, a lot of this anxiety, and it really isn't about you speaking in front of people, but it comes from judgment. Because one of the things that you actually have done throughout your life, whether you verbalized it or not, is you've been very judgmental of people, wouldn't you say?
Well, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, you guess or you have?
Yeah, I have.
And so it's not even so much about the anxiety of you speaking your truth. It's about you being afraid of being judged because you know what you do, so you don't want people to do that to you. And that's what you feel they're doing when they're looking at you, when you're speaking, when you're saying something, when you're talking, and you think they're judging you. So the number one thing that you have to do is stop judging people. Stop judging them. Just stop. Stop judging yourself and stop judging people. And that's going to help you a lot with that anxiety when it comes to you beginning to when it comes to you for beginning to, interesting. When it comes to you speaking and saying your truth in front of people, tell me what this energy is with you and your name.
My name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. my name is Lauren Michelle. I don't know.
That has always been your name? That has always been your name?
As far as I know.
Okay, I mean, you would know. I'm just asking about you and your name and, you know, okay. So, you know, that's the
moon. A couple of nicknames. I don't know.
Yeah, you may have nicknames, but you don't have any kind of energy or anything with your name. Is that what you're saying? I don't know what you're doing, but we can't hear you on the phone. It's almost like you're... you know, you kind of covering your mouth and the phone at the same time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you there?
Is that better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you write your name, do you write it in cursive or print?
Cursive.
And how do you make your L?
It's a little bubbly, I guess. Hello?
Mm-hmm. You said what now? I'm listening.
I make my L kind of fully, I think, in the bottom... The bottom loop be kind of big.
Mm-hmm. Does the bottom loop sometimes go up under the A and the U?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know the line, as it goes up under there?
Yep, sometimes, yep.
Mm-hmm. Don't make it that way. Make the L and have the L stand on its own. When you're writing, and I've seen how you sign your name, and you're taking that bottom loop and you're pulling it, and it goes most of the time up under your A and your L. It really shows low self-esteem, that you can't be independent and stand on your own. And all of that is coming through in your energy. But see, we can learn a lot about how we sign our names and how we write our names, because we're spiritual beings. And so everything that we do, as above, so below, as without, so within, that reflection is coming through. And when you put that L and you make that loop and it goes all the way up under those other letters, it shows that you feel you cannot stand on your own. And as a result, you can't. So if someone were to tell you to stand in front of people and talk, you can't stand on your own. You need a group of people to be there with you. Does that make sense? So when you make your L, you want to begin to make your L and make it stand on its own, separate from the rest of the letters in your name. So you have the L and then put the letters. Do not connect them. Allow that letter to stand there. When we start to think about the letter L, it's almost like water. When you look at L, especially in the cursive sense, and you see that letter, it represents insight, and that's what you're lacking, the insight. It's hard for you to see within you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get in you. And so this is a way that you can begin to do this, to get that insight. The letter L is really welcoming. It really opens you up to spirit. The letter L, that's what it's designed to do. It's really to open up that energy. And another thing, my throat chakra is actually closing up on me as I'm talking to you. Because there's another very dark secret you have. And that's another reason you don't want to speak in front of people. True?
a dark secret?
Yeah, well, most secrets are dark, meaning you don't want to tell people.
I don't know what the secret is.
Well, I will bring it to mind for you, since you don't know what the secret is. It has a lot to do with the relationship that you had. That if people would have known about this relationship, they might have thought a little different of you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's another reason. So you want to know what is holding you back from expressing yourself. It's not about what I think about it. It's what you think about that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that's weighing you down, that's closing up your throat, so you can't speak your truth, so you can't stand before people and say certain things. You've got to let that shit go, because it's destroying you from the inside out.
Mm.
Let that go. Whatever you got to do, write it down, put it on a piece of paper, burn the shit up, release it to the universe, free yourself from it, and move on. Your anxiety coming from speaking in front of people, being able to just project yourself, that's a big part of where a lot of that insecurity and things are coming from within you.
Mm.
You know. Okay. A good crystal for you to... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, okay, I hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you can go to Dump It, ASAP, YouSureCan.com, Dump It. Don't dump it right now, because you know these remixers, they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, ooh, that's... Even though they won't know it's you, because it doesn't leave a name, they're going to know it's you. They're going to be like, ooh, that's the person from the remix. So you may want to wait a couple of days and dump it. It doesn't show your name at all, but they are going to remember Lauren called in and she dumped it, girl. Here's the whole story. Here's the truth about what Miss Blue was talking about. Here's all of it. Yeah, but truth be told, I'm just teasing. No, that is exactly what designed for, because you have to release that energy from you. It's closing up your whole throat chakra.
Yeah.
And, you know, release all this judgment you have for people, and then it will be released from you feeling like people are constantly judging you all the time. Get you a white piece of coral. Coral comes in a lot of different colors, but white is particularly connected to the vibration of your name in the coral, because what it will do, it's sort of that natural link to your consciousness.
Okay.
In the astral world, because how we think about ourselves and what we think about ourselves, when we start to think of ourselves sort of on the astral plane or in other dimensions, is different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another Lauren out there that is living their life to the fullest, not afraid to speak in front of people, and doing all kinds of crazy shit. So you need to be able to connect. Yeah, you need to be able to connect with you in another dimension. And white coral is that link between you and your consciousness and another dimension, helping you to bring those things together. While you're still growing up on planet Earth, it also helps, it has a very cleansing effect, and it helps to purify your thoughts, and it also helps to purify your motives. So this is an excellent stone for anybody out there that really is questioning where they are, and if you want to purify your thoughts and your motives, you get you a white coral, it's going to link you to a higher dimension of where you are with yourself, coming from the highest part of you, your higher consciousness, the part of you that knows what's in the best interest for you and everyone and everything that is connected with you. It's going to link you with that dimension so that you can have that insight and see that and manifest a lot of that here into this reality. I want you to think about it like this. Every single decision that you've made, that decision doesn't go anywhere. I want you to think about how many times you said no, and I want you to think about how many times you said yes. That decision where you said no is still very much alive, and you're very much alive doing that decision where you said no and doing that decision where you said yes. Both of those dimensions are still living. And what's happening with all of these solar flares and all of these things that are going on is a reflection of all of your different dimensions that are happening at one time. And so for a lot of people, it's causing their energy to become very unbalanced. A part of them are still in one dimension and another part in another dimension, and you're really trying to get those pieces and pull them back together so that you can continue to do your work that you have done growing up here on Earth. Yeah. So white coral, very, very powerful. I said I was going to do another crystal show, and you just reminded me of that, Laura, because, you know, we're moving in the age, and a lot of times people are saying, you know, we're getting into the place where we don't need crystals and we don't need a lot of things. And although I can see that being relevant on one level, but it's so not true on the other, because also what's happening is the Earth magnetic field, just like our auras that are going on around us. And I did a show on this a while back, and we talked about that, that energy, that Oregon energy that is around every object and everything that's on the planet. What is happening with that energy? It has attuned to a different frequency, and this has been going on for some years, but that attunement has really completed itself. So every single one of you who have crystals that you work with, you need to get all of your crystals, and you need to re-cleanse them, and you need to clear them and charge them up again, because now all of our crystals on the planet are tuned into a very different vibration and frequency. So those things that we were using them for before, they actually have sort of another dimension that opened them up for work. And a lot of those channels have come into me, and I have them written down to say what these crystals are for and how we can begin to use them in different ways. And here's the other thing. We have crystals inside of us, and I've talked about that on a past show. Inside of our inner ear, we have crystals inside of sac, just like many of us take our crystals and put them in a sac. You also have a crystal inside your pineal gland, and this crystal now has been discovered, and you can actually purchase this crystal and begin to work with it, and it will actually help you to open yourself up into a whole nother dimension, a whole nother dimension. So white coral is excellent for that. If you want to tap into that frequency and you want to get into that energy, that is the way you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's the way. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. See, your energy has changed. I see like a little float of pink light coming in. You sound clearer, and it's moving right around your throat, right around your throat chakra. So that's where I want you to begin to do. When you're in the bathtub, in the shower, I want you to start singing and yelling out loud and just kind of releasing energy from yourself, because there you are. And then go dump all of that stuff. Don't hold that stuff in. Dump it.
Okay. I will get to
all right.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And keep growing up on Earth. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. Let's see. 314.
Hello.
314. Yes. Greetings.
Greetings. This is Lewis from St. Louis calling in again.
Oh, well, Lewis, I didn't mean to click on you then. Hold the line.
I called in on Friday.
Oh, I thought you called in tonight. Okay. All right. I was getting ready to say, wait a minute. Louis from St. Louis. Greetings, Louis.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You had actually helped me out a lot on Friday. And I really have a question about a spiritual service that I can offer others and help others. I'm just wondering if you can, like, sense anything in my energy as far as, I don't know, gifts that I might have to offer, you know, humanity.
So you, hold on, wait a minute. You're trying to tell me you don't know what it is, but you want me to tell you what it is? Is that what you're saying?
I want you to help me. I want you to
okay.
Help me.
Okay. So I want you, and how I can help you is by you helping yourself. So what is the spiritual gift, Bill, you have?
I feel like I have all this knowledge.
Knowledge is not a spiritual gift.
That's true. I feel like I've done a lot of studying, but I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm calling about.
Here's something I want you to really just think about. Knowledge is not a spiritual gift.
True.
Like, for real.
Very true.
It's not.
Very
it's
true.
Not. Can it help you? It can. But knowledge is not a spiritual gift in that sense. Know that we all have knowledge, and we can obtain knowledge.
Right.
And even when it comes to the work that I do, anybody can do. I'm not the only one that can do that. Anybody can do that. And I'm very, very clear about that. It's not anything special. In fact, I don't believe in gifts that way, because we're all gifted that way. That's why we consider ourselves to be conscious. There is no... You know, you got something nobody else can do. But I do understand what you mean when you say something you want to do to help people. But help is not enough. You understand? Because you don't learn this so you can help people. That shouldn't be your premise for you learning.
Okay.
You still with? So it sounds like you're not clear. And because you're not clear, nothing can be clear. It would be a disservice to even try to make you clear on something you're not clear on. So what is your question?
My question is, well, it's like I've done the school thing. I'm actually in school right now, and I know I'm not going to be fulfilled as far as doing that, you know, for the rest of my life. I'm in IT, and I'm just trying to determine the spiritual aspect of what I can offer.
Mm-hmm. So when you're doing IT,
I'm like at a standstill.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, do you feel that doing IT work is not spiritual?
From my perspective, I do not feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of IT work are you going to school for?
It's networking, hooking up different computers.
You still with us?
Yeah. Hello.
You said networking, hooking up different computers. Is this sort of new to you, or you sound...
No, it's not new at all. I have experience, 2 years of experience at when I went to college for it, and now I'm in a certification program right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not new to me.
Well, I want to kind of give you this to begin to look at, and this should offer you some insight, is to know that you are a spiritual being creating your experience here on Earth, one. And everything that you do, no matter what angle it's at, no matter what anybody says, is that you are spiritual.
how could anything that you do not be considered spiritual?
True.
That's one.
Okay.
And when you start to look at things like networking and dealing with the language of the computers, you say you've done a lot of research, but I asked you, you know, you didn't feel that what you were doing had any kind of spiritual connection, and you said no. So let me give you a couple of things that you can begin to take a look at. And one, do you know where we got the binary code from?
I'm sure Thomas, it has something to do with the way the human brain works.
No, it doesn't. Right. It's not a trick question. It's not a trick. It doesn't have anything to do with the human brain.
Well, enlighten me, please.
Well, I don't know about enlighten you, but I'm giving you more of that knowledge that you say you have. So that you can begin to think about it. The binary code was something that our ancestors, going back to the Dogon, began to work with. In fact, you can even go back to some traces of Africa, and they built whole communities and villages based on the sequence of the binary code. In fact, they're one of, if we want to say, the earlier civilizations that we know to be civilized. Way before anybody even could connect it to a computer, that they were using this 1010 code to not only map out their whole landmass of where they were, but to understand everything that they were doing based on the binary code. In fact, there is a way that they do a weaving pattern that they made out of a fence that they did based on the binary code.
Okay, I did not know
that. Yeah, the other thing is that when you begin to start to look at the symbols of the hieroglyph, if you were to pick up any computer book or any electronic book and look in the back of that book, the same signs and symbols that you see on the walls of the hieroglyph, you see in the back of those books. You see the Ankh. You see the infinity sign. These are the same symbols that our ancestors have left for us in the hieroglyph. So when they start to talk about where the language of the gods were hidden, they hid it in the computer language. That's where the language of the gods have been hidden. There is a brother who wrote a book about it, but Dr. Mawada B. Ashby teaches the hieroglyphic, and he did excellent. He has an excellent online course. He's been a guest on the Remix Forum, and he also wrote a book about the hieroglyphs and understanding how to read and understand the hieroglyphs.
Could you repeat his name again, please?
Dr. Mawada B. Ashby.
Okay.
So it's a lot about you just even being connected in the field that you're in, that you can find pieces of yourself and to even know why you're there. Because if you're just looking for knowledge, you can go in a public library and you can find knowledge. That's not always the answer when it comes to you understanding yourself spiritually. I know you have a good heart and you want to give something back to the world. I say that's a beautiful thing to do, but you give back to the world when you give back to yourself. So be on this quest for understanding who you are and elevating yourself, not for the sake of being able to have knowledge that you can share with people. Because that's not what the world needs, as the Coca-Cola song says.
True.
The world don't need
knowledge. I agree.
You can find knowledge anyway. You can go on the internet and find fucking knowledge. Knowledge is not hard to find at all. Know that your divine purpose is something much more greater than just knowledge, much more greater than that, and that where you are is not a mistake. It doesn't mean you won't move on and do other things and really do them on a great scale, but it's certainly not a mistake. How could it be? How could it be? If you are God, and you are making your choices, How could it be a mistake? How could you feel bad about that? How could you let anyone else make you feel bad about what you're doing? How could that be possible? You're not less spiritual because you have a degree in IT. That doesn't make you less spiritual. Let's get it straight. It doesn't make you more spiritual either, but it certainly does not make you less. It doesn't make you less spiritual at all.
True.
I think sometimes we think that when we have this passion, and I know a lot of us are being pulled, but going to school and working with computers and understanding the knowledge of where you were, that was some shit that pulled on you. You didn't just wake up one night and just said, I don't have anything to do. This is what I'm going to go to school for. You really was invested in it. It was something you were good at, you had a passion for, a love for, and you did it. You went for it, right?
True.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What'd you say? We can't hear you. I think you've lost your signal. Yeah, his call dropped. But you guys get what I'm saying. If we are the walking gods and goddesses of the earth, then how could anyone make you feel bad about what you're doing? How could you yourself make yourself feel bad about it? I think sometimes we're on the quest for getting. We don't say that, but that's what it is. And when things don't go the way that we want, or we don't get it fast enough, if it's not here, then we instantly go to the point that somehow everything that we've done is a mistake. We go completely back into darkness. And I don't know about you guys, but the only story I know about people running in a cave, they weren't really our people running back into the cave, running from life, running into darkness, running in the cave, going there. It doesn't mean sometimes we don't need to go back and we don't need to reflect on things and we don't need to try to strive to continuously grow up. We do need to do that. Earth is just one class. We have many classes that we will attend. When this class is over, you got to go. There's no coming back and sitting back in the same class. You got to get up. You got to go to the next class. You do. You do. So it's about growing up while we're here, completely growing up and really looking at that reflection and understanding that from so many different ways. All right. I think the brother is back. I think it's my language. I know. He's back. You're back.
I'm back.
So you got what I was saying.
I did. I was just, my perspective was I was just viewing it all as being just the mundane, you know, routine, robotic.
You know, the more and more I think about that, I don't think there's such a thing as mundane. I think it only becomes mundane when you're not conscious. And when I say not conscious, I mean completely not conscious. Because as long as you know who you are and every day you strive to get to know you better, how could anything be mundane? Nothing is mundane. It's not. You're not a paper chaser. You understand? Because that would mean you're not conscious. Even though I done seen a lot of conscious motherfucking paper chases. But, you know. Yeah. I definitely, yeah, I want you to think about that. I do. I want you to think about what we talked about here tonight and, you know, stop beating yourself completely up. You haven't made any bad choices. And everything that is there for you will be there for you. Nobody can take it away from you. You know, this is the same crab in the bucket mentality that people think that if I don't do something, somebody can take it from me. Nobody can take some shit that's yours. They can't. You know, that's like somebody trying to steal a piece of my damn Godiva. How can you take my Godiva chocolate? You can't. You can't. Speaking of which, I got a beautiful gift. A beautiful gift from a remix listener. A beautiful bundle of Godiva chocolate. And I toyed back and forth. I didn't want to take it at first. I didn't. I thought, no, don't give me no Godiva. One, I don't need none. And two, that's kind of one of my weaknesses, you know, my Godiva chocolate. And I thought, but how can I be about giving and not receiving? I can't do that. So I said, what the heck? And I went and got me some Godiva. I picked up my Godiva gift. And I love it. I love it. Godiva is actually doing a special, which is a ritual. And this ritual is about friends, it's about family, and it's about celebration. Matter of fact, see, you just took me on a whole nother thing here. See?
Because I guess that's a good thing.
That's a beautiful thing. So this is what I'm going to tell you guys. They have what's called a harvest. It's called a harvest basket. I'm getting ready to pull it up right now so I can tell you guys about it. I'm excited about this. Let me go to my Godiva. Oh, I love Godiva chocolate. If you ever go to Godiva, you will never go back. Not to mention, Godiva is a goddess. And not to mention, Godiva has God in it. Because you do know that every goddess, there's God in goddess. You do know that. Just like in woman, there's a man. You get what I'm saying. So basically, behind every good woman, there is a man. And behind every good goddess, there's God somewhere lurking around. And vice versa. So they have this special sale going on at Godiva, you guys. And I don't know what to tell you. If you've never experienced Godiva, have you ever eaten Godiva?
Absolutely. My mom, she loves it.
Ooh, see, that's a good mama right there. Godiva chocolate is some of the best chocolate there is. And it really is. But they're having a special. And it's called their Mid-Autumn Festival Collection. And it's about the pleasure of sharing. And this is basically a ritual, a harvest ritual, because we're in the time that is for family, it's for friends, it's about gathering, it's about saying thanks for prosperity, for harmony, and unity. And I say everybody should eat them a piece of chocolate and celebrate. I think everybody needs to go get them a piece of Godiva chocolate that you can really just do it. And not to mention, chocolate is a beautiful elixir for your heart. But this has a lot to do with our ancestors coming out of the East. And they used to make this a hero, one of their gods, was gifted an elixir of immortality when he saved the Chinese from a major drought and devastation. And when his apprentice tried to steal the elixir, his wife drank it, and she ascended to the moon. This is how the mythology goes. And so he was devastated, And he displayed different types of fruits and cakes as a sacrifice to his wife. And so once a year, when the harvest moon is in its biggest and its brightest time of the year, she descended herself back to earth to reunite with her God during this mid-almond autumn festival. And so this is a time of truly thanksgiving and unity and family love. So that's a part of the mythology. You guys can go there. And you could go there. This collection, let me tell you, I love all Godiva. I'm a bad person to ask because I love everything Godiva. It doesn't matter. I've told you guys my Godiva story. I love Godiva ice cream, Godiva chocolate. I just love Godiva. It is so full of life and prosperity, joy, and unity. Your ass become one. When you put a piece of that Godiva in your mouth, you will know what true oneness is all about. Your mind, your body, and your spirit is all going to become one. So I would encourage you guys, even if you say, well, you know, Miss Blue, some of that Godiva is a little expensive, just get you, because they have the little kiosks out there where you can pick up one or two pieces. I took some pictures, too, and I'm going to put them up on Facebook. But just get you one little Godiva. Or they have this collection of four pieces called the White Flavor with Ribbon. That has a couple of little pieces in there. You get four little pieces for like $5.99. We all can do that. And you get to taste some of the dark chocolate. You get some of the white chocolate, some of the milk chocolate. And they have this thing called Raspberry Star in it. Oh, my God. Y'all don't want me. You don't want none. Y'all don't want none. Y'all don't want none. Y'all don't want none. But I'm just saying, if you've never experienced, because we did come back here to experience, if you never experienced Godiva, you need to experience Godiva. G-O-D-I-V-A, you know? Look at it this way, sisters. Go Diva. That's all you got to remember. Go Diva, go Diva, Godiva. I know. I treat myself to Godiva. I don't do it like I used to do it. I was totally obsessed with it. And to the point, it's bad when in your professional career, you know, people are gifting you Godiva. You know, that's bad. That's a bad thing. I've even been to the Godiva factory in Belgium. That's real bad. Like, you know, that's almost addicted bad. So I don't do that anymore. It's been many, many moons since I've done that. But go to Godiva. You know, and you can even, listen, you can even now put, can y'all see some remixed Godiva chocolate? You know, it's just amazing how things are popping up, because you can put your company's logo or someone's name on a box of Godiva chocolate. You can personalize it. Oh, please don't tell me I can personalize some Godiva. That's not a good thing. good OT. OT said, I'll support that, but let me see your business plan. That's right, OT. In 1 minute or less, I can sell you on Godiva. And for those of you who've eaten regular chocolate, if you want to savor and be able to just walk in the grocery store and pick up a piece of chocolate, I beg of you, please never, ever, ever eat a piece of Godiva, because it's kind of like once you go black, you don't go back. Once you eat Godiva, you never go back. You never go back. You never go back. So don't fool with Godiva. If you want to keep going into the candy store, picking up a little bit of chocolate here and there, don't do it. Don't do it. It will ruin you for life. So don't do it. Mm-mm. Just don't. Oh, yeah, that made my night tonight. You can even get their catalog. Yes, Godiva has a catalog. Mm-hmm. They have a rewards club, too. I'm just saying. But anyway, you got what I'm saying to you. So you get it. You get it. You get it. So. Yes, yes, yes. You get it?
I get it. I definitely get it. I get it all.
He's like, well, I get it all. Miss Blue, I get it all. I get it all. I get it all. I get the whole Godiva concept, Miss Blue. I get it. I don't want to hear about no damn Godiva.
Yes, thank you so much.
See, it's the remix. You just never know what you're going to get.
That's
I'm blaming you for this. I'm blaming you for this. I really am. I'm holding you 100% responsible.
I'll take the blame.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Well, beautiful. Take the blame. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line. Hold the line. Yes, I'm telling you guys, if you haven't experienced Godiva, you should. You should. Why not? Why not? Why not? Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 650. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ebony, and I'm calling from East Palo Alto, California.
Okay, greetings, Ebony.
Hi, how are you, Miss Blue?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
I had a question regarding life and death. Honestly, sometimes I feel like I can work really hard and I sing, and that's to me one of my dreams, but I really want to, like one of the other callers had said before, I kind of want to like be in service to people, and I wanted to possibly open my own meditation yoga, not camp, but, you know, something like that. But then on the other hand, sometimes I just feel if I do all of this work and then it sounds kind of silly, but I'm going to say it anyway. If I do all of this work and then the world ends, I'm going to kind of be like, you know, it was a waste of time. So I don't know. And then when I, like, ask some of my elders and spiritual leaders, like, they kind of shrug me off like I'm asking a stupid question when really – this is kind of like something that I feel is kind of holding me back, and maybe you can give me some insight.
So basically you want to know, like, dang, should I do all of this work and the world end and it all kind of goes for nothing? Is that what you're saying, basically?
Yeah.
Well, here's something I want you to know. The world ends for someone. Every second, it does. The world ends. So that whole concept about the world ending, the world does end and has ended. Right now, as we're speaking, about five people world just ended. It's over for them. It's done. So
maybe that's
what
I was asking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I want you to think about it more on those terms. That when we talk about the world ending, I don't want you to experience this, but if you ever lost anyone close to you, didn't your world kind of end for a moment?
Yeah.
Their world ended. This world, anyway, ended. They did go on. We know that this is just a part of the journey, and they went on to another journey. But the world is always ending. And here's the beautiful thing. The world is beginning for someone. Right now, there's babies being born all over the world. Their world is just beginning. So you get a chance to see in our day-to-day life worlds that are ending and worlds that are beginning all the time. All the time.
Okay.
Two things that most of us don't know the date, the time, the hour. There's a couple of people who say that they could predict when a person was even going to leave. I don't believe that's possible. There are different portals and things that open up, and energetically we have that opportunity that if we want to go, we can. If we want to stay, we can. We get that opportunity too. Focusing your energy on trying to figure out when Ebony World is going to end kind of defeats the purpose of you coming here. Because truth be told, I don't think it's a dumb question you're asking. I think it's a very honest question, and it's coming from that place in your heart. Because what I know about Ebony is afraid of death.
Yes.
I know. Yes.
I don't even know
it's
why.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm scared I'm not going to be here for my baby.
Yes, yes, yes. And I want you to know, and the reason I say that to you is because instantly I've seen you, I see it. It's in the aura. You understand? But here's what I want you to know that you're really feeling, okay? Is that, how old are you now? 26? How old are you?
25.
Okay, close enough. 25, 26. In a past life, you died when you were 28. And in this particular past life, you died giving birth. That was also another one of your fears, correct?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So you know this is real. This is confirmation for you here. And so what's happening is you're in that same energy in this age. So a lot of these things or feelings are coming back up, but one of the things Miss Lou can have you rest assured, you didn't come back to do the same thing that happened to you last time. So that fear of you dying young, that's not what's going to happen this time.
Okay.
You would really, really got to go out your way and do some real... Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm on my phone on the charger.
Okay. You would really, really have to go out of your way and do some real off-the-wall shit for that to be your plight in this life. But I tell you that. I don't often go into the Akashic Records and do that kind of reading on air. But I did that for you because I can feel that so heavy on you. And it has been for some time. But that's from a past life. Past life readings are so powerful because they cause instant healing. Think about how you felt as soon as I told you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
You think you're going to die. See, all the elders are thinking you just want to be lazy and don't want to do no work, but that's not it. You really have seen these visions, and you're thinking, I'm getting ready to die. But the visions that you're seeing, because you're a very spiritually in tune sister who do have visions, these visions are from a past life, not this life.
So, do you think it would be not, I honestly just want to kind of live amongst people who are, like, spiritually inclined. And I'm not saying I want to do this, like, forever. But for right now, I just kind of feel like that's where I kind of need to be.
if you will, so that I can kind of kickstart a little more what I'm trying to do here spiritually?
Well, a couple of things I would say for you. You definitely need to clean house. I don't really see you moving just yet. Maybe in about 10 or 11 months, I see the opportunity open up for you. But what would be great is if you could go on one of these retreats with either like Wayne Chandler, Brother Yasir, who does these different types of retreats. I know Queen Afua does them. But to really go on one of these retreats where you can go, charge yourself, get yourself balanced, and get yourself anchored so you can begin to bring more of this energy online. But I want you to be very clear. What you're seeing is a past life. It's not this life.
Okay.
And you're around that same age group, so that energy is just kind of very strong on you right now because of that. You see?
Yeah.
Because of that.
Whoa.
So you're getting that. You're getting that. And so when we start to do, see, what happens is whenever we kind of stray to this and stray to that, we trigger, a lot of times we can trigger past lives. Like people say, well, is past lives all about being negative? No, of course not. It's not at all. But what happens is in these past lives where we trigger and bring these different things online for ourselves, we have different things that happen that open up this energy. And so these things are coming online for you. But your fear is about dying and not completing the plan, not completing your life's plan. But you have about 11 spirit guides with you, and they're all here to ensure that you complete your plan this time. You didn't come back to do exactly or to leave exactly how you did. That's, you didn't come back for that. Nobody does. So no worries on that. And I can even feel it being lifted off of you just to get the answer to that question.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, thank you so much.
Yes. So what I want you to do is I also want you – a lot of the shows I do vision quests. I want you to go back and do some of those vision quests because you really have the ability to – to see visions, but you're awakening in it. And so our mind always go back to that which is ancient first, you see. And then it also goes back to a lot of the conditioning and a lot of things. So your ancient memory is waking up for you. And so you're able to see into your own past lives, as we all are. But you're able to move past that. This is also why you feel like these things you have to get done, like they have to get done right now. Like, I need to do it because I may not be here to do it. The world is going to end. You know, you're running around telling people, you're like, what's that story, Penny? You know how the penny, you may be too young for that story about the hen.
The sky is falling.
The sky is falling. The sky is, that's you. The world is going to end. The world is ending. No, the world not ending. Not like that. So the world is not ending like that. But you're a very, very spiritually in tune sister. Keep singing because that also clears your frequency and vibration for you. It's like a cleansing for you. So that's going to be a part of you. The yoga and bringing things together is really about, it's beautiful because it's the work. I often know that the work that we want to do the most is the work we need to learn for ourselves. So this is really your gift to the world. It's like, hey, I want to teach you how to balance this out because this is what I'm working on. So you get to work on yourself and also share that with others. It's a beautiful vision. It's a beautiful dream. And it is possible for you to manifest it here. But definitely your spiritual work, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be in the middle of Timbuktu. You're still going to do it. It's still going to be real to you. So you just need to kind of get yourself. Now, you're the sister that needs to study.
Okay.
You're the one. You're the one that needs to study. So study. I want you to start. One of the things that Siva Haru taught me, who's been on the remix, that when you want to study, especially our history and people, look at sort of the stories of the people. And so one thing is you can start to get into a lot of the ancient Kemetic texts. and you can study the story like a Sar and a Set. You can study how our ancestors seen that thing that we call death and transition. And that's going to even help you release even more of that energy, because you'll know that there's truly no such thing as death. But the main thing, the purpose of you calling in here tonight, I'm 100% clear about that, was just so you could free yourself from that energy of trying to figure out why are you so obsessed with thinking that you're going to die. You're not going to die. It's a past life. It's a past life. It's a past life. And I've seen it so clear. So that's why I told you when you said, yeah, everybody thinks this is a stupid question. That's why I was like, they don't really know that you're afraid of death and dying. They don't know that.
Yes.
They're thinking, oh, okay, so all this work you doing, why the hell is you asking a question like that? But that's why. So I thank you for being that reflection for yourself, for me, for everyone here. But you didn't come back to die at that age. In that particular past life, you were a mother, and at that time you actually were a part of a gypsy tribe. And, you know, those are later day Egyptians. That's something Brother Panic did a show on way, way back in the moon, telling us about that. But you were a part of the of the gypsies, of what we know gypsies to be now. And that was one of the things you did. The other thing that you did is not only did you do readings, divination is a part of your work as well, too. But you also were very instrumental. And your husband used to bake bread. So it's interesting to know what your connection with fresh bread is, because your husband used to bake bread in that past life. I hear you laughing, so you know what I'm talking about. He used to bake bread. And you were there right beside him when you would do your work, and you guys would travel from place to place to place and do that. And you were pregnant at one particular time, but you seen the whole thing. Just like in this life, you've seen it. You've seen yourself having the baby and also making your transition. And you tried to prepare your husband and everyone for that. And so when you guys were getting ready to go to the next city, you decided to stay back. And your husband stayed with you, and he fed you bread, fresh bread, that he had baked for you. And as you were getting ready to give birth, you made your transition at that time. And you were fairly young. And so this is even why in this life you feel that, because it's around the same age that you were at that time that happened. But I can assure you it's a past life, and you didn't come back to leave. Like I said, you would have to really go off your rocker to even manifest that into this reality. But you're seeing visions. So write down your dreams. Write down your visions. And then I want you to begin to translate death into transformation. And really what your higher self is saying to you is that you're about to go through a beautiful spiritual transformation. In one life, it meant death. In this life, it's transformation. All right?
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Yes.
You're welcome. You. Well, peace and love. Peace and love. And
peace
you know,
and love. Thank you. Okay, I will.
I should make you sing something for us. That's what we want to hear. We want you to sing.
You
want to
hear something?
Yes, we want to hear something. See, okay. They're all saying yes, sing.
It might sound a little, you know, scratchy because I'm in the bathroom, but I'm going to sing something. I was born by the river in a little tent. And oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. That's all.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Thank
and a
you.
Very beautiful song you picked. And one of the things I want you to do is to listen to that song. And even though a lot will say that Sam Cooke's spirit is on that song, because it was shortly after that he made his transition.
Wow.
I want you to know that a change is going to come. You were singing where you are, that change transformation is coming. Not death, transformation. All right?
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. I love you. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Peace. Beautiful, beautiful. Growing up on Earth. One thing is for sure, you guys, a beautiful share here tonight. I am so thankful that you guys and so happy to see all of you guys here and every caller that called in. So divine, not only for yourself, but also for me and just for us to share this experience with each other. And so whether this is our first time coming to Earth or we're part of that soul group that came back to Earth to really help ground Earth and elevate Earth and bring Earth to another dimension, some of us volunteered to come back to Earth. And some of us have been here many, 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 many times over. One thing is for sure, as long as we're here, as our sister Ebony just sang, she said, a change is coming, and it does come. And it can come at any time that we want it to come, any time that we want that change to come. It can come. So it doesn't matter what you're dealing with at this time. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what's happening. You can make a change come. It can happen instantly, and you can decide. You could decide to be in that place of change, be in that place where you're bringing joy into your life, where you're having it manifest for you, right before you, right before your eyes. Yeah, because we're all growing up on Earth. We're all right here growing up on Earth. And we're growing up together. I want you guys to have an amazing week. I will be meeting with some of you guys in the session this week. And that's always an honor and a joy for me. We'll have the sisterhood. We will be getting together to work our magic, as well as self-invested coming up. Don't forget about Nancy Lockhart and her workshop that she has coming up, because that's amazing too. And, beautiful.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. This morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know about Plato and Aristotle to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace. Soul generated by love. You can be that servant.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes. Well, we're going to get ready to get out here, you guys. I wish you nothing but peace and love this week. Don't forget to download. Much love, one spirit. And you guys know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love the show, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook. Leave a comment. Leave a comment on Twitter. Leave a comment on iTunes and all over. So be for real. Be for real. And love somebody for real. So peace and love, you guys. I will see you next week in the remix. Thank you.
I can fly to the highest mountain top. I can breathe you, I can drink in your laugh. I can live on your smile. I can trip and I can fall into your arms. I can stay there.
About memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
the matter at all. Seems nothing even matters. Seems nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters.
They will say you don't belong. They will assume you don't relate. They will underline your wrongs. They will expect you to be late. You are special. Your talent pours from your pores, your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if. Yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now? You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win. Long as you're alive, because if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival, the arrival.